Welcome to the St. Ninian's Community Church Lent podcast. Thank you for listening. This is Ali Reeves speaking. And I'm going to read from John chapter 7, verses 37 to 39. On the last and greatest day of the feast, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within him." By this he meant the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were later to receive. Up to that time, the Spirit had not been given, since Jesus had not yet been glorified. Well, here in Albania, we're into about a week and a half of lockdown due to the coronavirus. It's been a long week. We're stuck inside with the kids doing homeschooling and can only go out to buy essentials during a couple of hours during the day. And I know some of you guys are already in self-isolation or are facing some sort of lockdown scenario in Scotland or elsewhere. It's weird living in these totally uncertain times. But I was just reminded as I was reading through this, that it's so good to hear Jesus' voice today. In fact, here in verse 37, it says his loud voice. So listen again to what he says. Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within him." Jesus calls to anyone who's thirsty, and I reckon that's all of us right now. In this unprecedented global crisis with the coronavirus, we're faced in a totally new way with our vulnerabilities, our mortality, our fears, the threat of isolation for weeks on end, the thought of homeschooling for weeks on end, and also the stress. 37 to 39. On the last and greatest day of the feast, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within him." By this he meant the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were later to receive. Up to that time, the Spirit had not been given, since Jesus had not yet been glorified. Well, here in Albania, we're into about a week and a half of lockdown due to the coronavirus. It's been a long week. We're stuck inside with the kids doing homeschooling and can only go out to buy essentials during a couple of hours during the day. And I know some of you guys are already in self-isolation or are facing some sort of lockdown scenario in Scotland or elsewhere. It's weird living in these totally uncertain times. But I was just reminded as I was reading through this, that it's so good to hear Jesus' voice today. In fact, here in verse 37, it says his loud voice. So listen again to what he says. Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within him." Jesus calls to anyone who's thirsty, and I reckon that's all of us right now. In this unprecedented global crisis with the coronavirus, we're faced in a totally new way with our vulnerabilities, our mortality, our fears, the threat of isolation for weeks on end, the thought of homeschooling for weeks on end, and also the stress of the economic impact on all of us, and whether the healthcare services will be able to manage this anxiety for our loved ones, the threat to our freedom. Here we're not even allowed to walk up and down a street or anything. So I guess we're all, we're thirsty for security and peace and life and certainty. Through all of this, it's made us realize we're just completely not in control of anything. Well, here in these verses, Jesus promises us that we can come to him and we can come empty and parched and come as we are, and he will fill us with his spirit and bring us life. And it's not only that, but he will fill us to overflowing with his spirit. And he doesn't stop with us. These streams of living water will flow from within us and cascade out as we minister to others. I'm thinking that these weird and uncertain days will surely give us loads of opportunities to show love and joy, peace and patience, kindness and goodness, faithfulness, gentleness and self-control. It might not be easy. And we may be challenged with a whole new ways of doing this. But I want to encourage you just to keep coming to Jesus, to drink deeply from his word and listen to his voice and be filled to overflowing with streams of living water. Let me pray for us. Dear Lord Jesus, we praise you because you are the fountain, you are the deepest well, and you promise us living water, and you keep your promises. You are so faithful, Lord Jesus, and we praise you. And we thank you so much that you have provided a way for us to have this living water in us. And we thank you for sending your spirit. Lord, I want to pray for each of us that you would fill us up with your spirit once more, that you would help us to listen to your voice today and drink deeply from you. And Lord, would you let your spirit flow out from us to bless those around us. And may you give us your love and your peace for today. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.